21. We need the unions who are here. We need the chamber and all the businesses that are here to say in one chorus, in one single note, we need jobs and we need investment in infrastructure and transportation in our ports and our airports. So I fully expect that the president will make that call, because I did have a conversation with him, and as you all know, at his request on that phone call, he invited me to sit with Mrs. Obama, and I will.
Are you satisfied with what he's done, Mr. Mayor? There's been a lot of criticism of the way he's shepherded the economy.
Well, you know what? If you're an elected official during this recession, I think there's a lot of criticism to go around. The fact is, nobody in the Congress, nobody in the state legislature, very few mayors or council members are very popular right now. People are out of work. You know, when someone's out of work, this guy could think the world of me. But when he's out of work, he expects me to do something about it. It's the nature of things. People expect, you know, the mayor, the governor, the president, the Congress to do their job, help us do what we can do to create the wealth, to make the investments going into the future. So I think all of us are, you know, in a time where people are expecting us to do more. And yes, they're expecting me, the governor, governors across the country, mayors across the country, the president of the Congress. But if you had to focus your energy right now, I think we should all focus on our energy on those people in the Congress that put us on the brink of default, that were willing to play politics with the full faith and credit of the United States, that have even argued that they're going to hold the extension of the gas tax, not an increase in the gas tax, but the extension of the gas tax hostage. I think that's where we ought to direct our criticism and our focus. You got a group of people that think it's like a good thing not to compromise. That they wear on their forehead, you know, a tattoo that says cut and cap, slash and burn. That's not what people expect from their leaders. You know, when people ask me, when they come up to me, nobody comes up to me and says, what are you doing about the debt and the deficit? They say to me, when are you going to give me a job? That's what they say. If I were to talk to any of these guys that aren't working, hopefully they're all working, that's why they're here. But if I would talk to any of them that aren't working, they're going to say to me, give me a job. So all of us are responsible for where we are today, but all of us are also responsible where we can be. And we can move to create more jobs, to generate more investment, to really begin to revive the economy if we do a number of the things that the mayors have put together and the things that I think the president will be proposing. By the way, both the president and the Conference of Mayors have proposed things that in the past have always had bipartisan support. As an example, last year they agreed on cutting the payroll tax. We're saying, let's cut it again. Extend unemployment benefits. Let's do that again. When they're getting those unemployment benefits, they're investing in the economy. They're buying goods. Let's extend the reauthorized transportation bill. That's always been bipartisan. It's never been a partisan issue. So those are things that we can do, and I'll take a few more questions because I'm getting tired.
Alcalde, ¿cómo han cambiado las cosas? Anteriormente, en el Great Deal, se hablaba de crear empleos como la manera de salir de los problemas económicos. ¿Qué es lo que ha pasado? ¿Por qué planes como el de usted, que ha creado 166,000 trabajos en 5 años, no se están viendo de una manera más agresiva?
Pues sí se están viendo, pero la verdad es, en un tiempo cuando el nivel de desempleo es casi a 14%, lo que pasa es que estamos creando trabajos con la mano izquierda y con la derecha, con la falta de liderazgo político de Washington, D.C., estamos perdiendo trabajos. Es por eso que estamos aquí con los sindicatos, con las compañías, los comerciantes, la Cámara de Comercio estadounidense, el AFL-CIO, los sindicatos, todos diciendo, mira, el trabajo número uno de los políticos del Congreso es crear trabajos en estos momentos cuando hay tanta gente sin trabajo. Y en estos tiempos estamos diciendo, tenemos que reautorizar la legislación para crear 1.8 millones de trabajos en el transporte. Tenemos que modernizar nuestros puertos, nuestros aeropuertos, poner personas como estos, carpinteros, electricistas, trabajadores de construcción a trabajar. Y eso no es algo demócrata ni republicano. Cuando tengo que recoger la basura como una ciudad, cuando tengo que mantener el orden público, eso no es algo partidario, no es demócrata ni republicano. La verdad es que ellos tienen que hacer su trabajo, y su trabajo es crear trabajos, y nosotros tenemos un plan exacta que puede crear casi 3 millones de trabajos de construcción, de inversión en la infraestructura de los Estados Unidos. That's pretty good with that, ¿no?
Bravo.
Remember, I was born in the biggest family. That's hard. Anything else? All right, thank you all very much.